Morning IELTS Supplement, Monday, June 3rd, 2017. Passage 1. Noah Webster on the Education of Youth in America. Another defect in our schools, which since the revolution is become inexcusable, is the want of proper books. The collections which are now used consist of essays that respect foreign and ancient nations. The minds of youth are perpetually led to the history of Greece and Rome or to Great Britain. Boys are constantly repeating the declamations of Demosthenes and Cicero or debates upon some political questions in the British Parliament. These are excellent specimens of good sense, polished style, and perfect oratory. But they are not interesting to children. They cannot be very useful, except to young gentlemen who want them as models of reasoning and eloquence in the pulpit or at the bar. But every child in America should be acquainted with his own country. He should read books that furnish him with ideas that will be useful to him in life and practice. As soon as he opens his lips, he should rehearse the history of his own country. He should lisp the praise of liberty and of those illustrious heroes and statesmen who have wrought a revolution in her favor. A selection of essays respecting the settlement and the geography of America, the history of the late revolution and of the most remarkable characters and events that distinguished it, and a compendium of the principles of federal and provincial governments should be the principal school book in the United States. These are interesting objects to every man. They call home the minds of youth and fix them upon the interests of their own country, and they assist in forming attachments to it, as well as in enlarging the understanding. It is observed by the great Montesquieu that the laws of education ought to be relative to the principles of the government. In despotic governments, the people should have little or no education except what tends to inspire them with a servile fear. Information is fatal to despotism. In monarchies, education should be partial and adapted to the rank of each class of citizens. But in a republican government, says the same writer, the whole power of education is required. Here, every class of people should know and love the laws. This knowledge should be diffused by means of schools and newspapers, and an attachment to the laws may be formed by early impressions upon the mind. Two regulations are essential to the continuance of republican governments. 1. Such a distribution of lands and such principles of descent and alienation as shall give every citizen a power of acquiring what his industry merits. 2. Such a system of education as gives every citizen an opportunity of acquiring knowledge and fitting himself for places of trust. These are fundamental articles, the sine qua non of the existence of the American republics. Passage 2. Benjamin Rush, of the mode of education proper in a republic. The business of education has acquired a new complexion by the independence of our country. The form of government we have assumed has created a new class of duties to every American. It becomes us, therefore, to examine our former habits upon this subject, and in laying the foundations for nurseries of wise and good men to adapt our modes of teaching to the peculiar form of our government. The first remark that I shall make upon this subject is that an education in our own is to be preferred to an education in a foreign country. The principle of patriotism stands in need of the reinforcement of prejudice, and it is well known that our strongest prejudices in favor of our country are formed in the first 1 and 20 years of our lives. The policy of the Lacedaemonians is well worthy of our imitation. When Antipater demanded 50 of their children as hostages for the fulfillment of a distant engagement, those wise republicans refused to comply with his demand, but readily offered him double the number of their adult citizens, whose habits and prejudices could not be shaken by residing in a foreign country. passing by in this place the advantages to the community from the early attachment of the youth to the laws and constitution of their country. I shall only remark that young men who have trodden the paths of science together or have joined in the same sports, whether of swimming, skating, fishing, or hunting, generally feel through life. Such ties to each other has added greatly to the obligations of mutual benevolence. I conceive the education of our youth in this country to be peculiarly necessary in Pennsylvania, where our citizens are composed of the natives of so many different kingdoms in Europe. Our schools of learning, by producing one general and uniform system of education, will render the mass of the people more homogeneous, and thereby fit them more easily for a uniform and peaceable government.